Transportation Network Companies, or TNCs, use smartphone apps to connect riders with drivers. They're better known by their names, Uber and Lyft. Drivers use their personal motor vehicles to transport riders for a fee. But many passengers, drivers, and the public are not covered by any insurance. Attorney Bert Sakuda represents the Hawaii Association for Justice.
I just happen to use Uber's terms and conditions, but it can be any TNCs because they're basically all the same. You agree that the entire risk arising out of your use of the services remains solely with you. If it's solely with you, insurance doesn't have to provide any benefits because insurance provides benefits where there's liability on somebody else. Here you've agreed it's solely on you.
Sakuda says the rider also waives all claims against the TNC, excludes their own insurance, and is personally liable for any lawsuits filed. But Uber operations manager Tabitha Chow says the company provides insurance coverage.
When the driver is matched with a rider, Uber supports primary coverage with a liability limit of $1 million during this time, and this amount is five times the current limit required in SB 2684.
Chow did not address the company's terms and conditions, but Senator Michelle Kidani did.
I have enjoyed the use of Uber in several places when I go to conferences, but I am appalled to hear that I waive my rights. And if that's going to be happening, I would like to have the courtesy of having that stated right at the top, separately from all the other agreements, so that we know exactly what we're applying for.
A TNC driver's personal automobile insurance policy is not the same as commercial coverage and is voided for commercial activities, in this case providing transportation for a fee. Commerce, Consumer Protection, and Health Committee Chair Senator Roz Baker says insurance is a state responsibility.
One of my biggest concerns, and one of the reasons I think we definitely need to have some kind of regulation, is I don't want Uber or Lyft drivers' utilization of personal policies to cause the rest of our auto insurance premiums to increase.
Baker says 29 other states have enacted TNC insurance requirements, but she prefers a law specifically for Hawaii. After the hearing, Insurance Commissioner Gordon Ito said lawmakers are attempting to enact legislation before issues arise.
We're not aware of coverage being denied or there's gaps in coverage at this point, but there is the concern on the potential. They often cite to this California case where a TNC driver hit a little girl and she died, you know, as to whether there was coverage or not. There's always the concern about making sure there's coverage.
The Senate committee asked all stakeholders to refine the measure for decision-making Wednesday. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.